The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Pierce Butler.
Work for the night is coming. This directive, work for the night is coming, is the epigraph of one of James Baldwin's novels. And I thought of it last night, work for the night is coming, when Alan was talking about the two different meanings of the fourth commitment or guideline for our Sesshin practice. Do your best. I normally think of doing my best as my best, which of course he emphasized, not holding myself to an unrealistic standard. But he also pointed out that doing your best requires that you recognize an opportunity that might not be here again. This is a special sesshin that will never come around again, and we don't know when the next opportunity will come for any of us. Nothing is ever the same again. And so doing our best requires that we recognize this and make an effort that is commensurate with our awareness of this fact. So that created a certain urgency in me and also caused me to remember my intention to practice. None of us would be here without some feeling of urgency and without an intention. That's what brings us here to Sesshin, to practice. However, here we are approaching the midpoint and we are invited, we are encouraged to wander. And perhaps this seems a little strange in the context of our formal upright sitting without moving and the sesshin schedule, which makes plenty of time for formal sitting. How do we wander in this context? I was also struck by the comments in our Dharma dialogue, Steve's recollection of walking to school and Alan's of revisiting an old neighborhood. And I remembered visiting the village in which my father grew up, a very small village of one street. And I used to visit with him as a child. And my father was a kind of fish out of water in the city in some sense. And he became a different person almost when he went back to the old place, as he called it. And I can remember him looking up at the sky, which was not light polluted as it was in town, and saying, there's a lot of room up there. And I'm not entirely sure what he meant by that, but it occurs to me that right here, there's a lot of room for wandering, right here where we are on Sesshin. And I'm also thinking of some words from Dogen, which come back to me repeatedly. From Genjo Koan, he says, meaning right here, whole worlds are here, not just all around you, but underneath your feet, and even in a drop of water. And so this is the invitation to dive deeply into the moment and to wander in the sense that we are available. And it creates the possibility of letting go of the filters which we bring to living. We have a conception of time, it's linear. We have a conception of space, it's three-dimensional. What if we recognized, or we had a glimpse, that those are just filters, and that we were able to let them go, even for a moment, and see those worlds that are potentially here? And so, if urgency arises, let it arise. But let it not be an urgency to get ahead, or get with the program, or get through the retreat and get on with my life. But let us linger here, as it were, in this wandering frame of mind, recognizing that this is a unique opportunity. This is a special retreat that will not come again. This is a special night of our lives. Thank you.